Great. Yeah. And then in our concluding question here, you are a founder of Biblical Foundations with your wife, and it says it's an organization devoted to encouraging a return to the biblical foundations in the home, the church, and society. That seems like a big project to undertake. Can you talk a little bit more about your organization there?
Thank you. So that's a very personal thing. I think it started with my book, God, Marriage, and Family. I think it was originally written in 2004. We came to realize that, you know, people coming to seminary, we can no longer assume that they come from a wholesome family, they have good role models in the home, and they can then, pastor a church and teach well and live well what God says in scripture with regard to the role of men and women. We initially wrote that book as a required course text for our classes on marriage and the family, that everybody preparing for the pastorate was required to read. There's books on different aspects. There's books on divorce, there's books on homosexuality and singleness and so forth. But we wanted to have one book that covers that whole range of topics related to marriage and the family. So that's what started. We did a second edition of that book in 2010. And then my wife and I wanted to share a biblical theology of manhood and womanhood. And so in 2014, we wrote a book, God's Design for Man and Woman. That's now a book that both of us often use in our teaching. We teach classes on that. And I think our students often tell us how compelling they find it when we lead them, through. And they show that scripture is very consistent. It's very coherent. Jesus and Paul are not in conflict. Paul and Jesus in the Old Testament are not in conflict. There's some development, but more often than not, Jesus and Paul go right back to Genesis 1-3. I think it's just beautiful to see. And so more recently my wife and I have written a few books on parenting as well, because we feel like we've kind of almost graduated from parenting. Our oldest is 19 now, and he's at UNC, a rising sophomore. And so the battle is not over yet. We continue to...
But you just pulled a book off your shelf to give to him because you've answered all his questions.
Well, he told me as he left this afternoon that he's praying for me and for the podcast. And he said, no worries, I have Truth Matters in my backpack right now.
That's a raging endorsement. That's what you put on your next cover.